Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Jeanette Wagner, founder of Hats for Heroes. The group of volunteers creates surgical hats for children at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
You are part of a project and helped found this program that helps kids at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. Can you explain what this is?
This whole thing started, it was an idea. We actually saw a post on Facebook from a hospital in New York that was implementing a lot of things for the kids that come in for surgery to have choices. And one of the things they did was they offered kids a choice of a surgical hat they could pick. And myself and another coworker, Don Whitaker, decided this was a neat idea for us to start where we worked at the Children's Hospital because they thought the kids would really enjoy the surgical hats. So we approached our nurse managers and contacted everybody that needed to be contacted, and everybody was up for the idea. So I started the group, Hats for Heroes on Facebook, to get volunteers to come, and it just kind of took off from there.
And why is it important for kids to have that option to make their own choice about something?
Especially when a child is coming in for surgery, they come in scared. Then they have their parents and they don't really know what's going on. And the option of giving them a cool hat that has Paw Patrol on it or My Little Pony or something is, they really, really, really enjoy that. And it kind of takes their mind off of what they don't understand is happening next.
What kind of feedback or reaction do you see from the parents when they go through this?
The parents really enjoy it. They love looking at their kids and seeing their kids get happy and excited about the hats. One child one time that received the hat was overheard saying, "Mom, look, I have a minion on my head." And the parents just, you know, laughed and loved it. They like seeing their kids feeling comfortable. And us as staff love seeing the kids feeling more comfortable and coming back to see us and realize that, well, we're not so scary after all. So
it helps with the whole process.
It does.
Patient and caregiver.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what is the process of getting the hats from volunteers to the patient?
We have, with our group, we try to meet once a month or once every other month, as best as we can to work on sewing the hats. We accept donations of material, elastic, thread, then people's time to just sit at the sewing machine and cut out the pattern and sew it. And it's a really easy pattern. It's very quick, doesn't take too long to do. So we had our workshops get together. We just sit and cut material, sew them, put the elastic in, and we'd make as many hats as we possibly can. We also accept donations from people who might not be able to make it to the workshop, but they want to help somehow. So they can donate material or elastic, or that they just want to donate money. We use that to go towards buying our supplies. And we also have several people who just from home make the hats and then just get a hold of me and donate the hats. And I just take care of them from there on and get them to the hospital. So.
And during this season of giving, why is it important to have things like this to help those kids?
I think it helps show the kids that they're important, that they mean a lot to us by giving them this gift, because they get to take it home once they're done too, and they can play with it. And it just helps show the kids that it's important to give to those in need. Our 4-H workshop was really good because one 4-H'er said she appreciated being able to do something for kids her age because she likes doing those kinds of things. So it's just good. It helps teach kids to continue to keep giving.
And what age does this help? Is it teenagers all the way down to infants?
Yes. Yeah. Infants up to teenagers is the kids we have. And then just as from an adult perspective, clear up to the elderly, because they love making the hats for the kids and donating their time. It just gives everybody a warm, fuzzy feeling.
And if people want to donate either time or materials or monetarily, how can they go about doing that?
We have a Facebook page. It's called Hats for Heroes. They have to request to join because it's a private group, but I'm the one that monitors it, so I will always check to see if anybody wants to join, or they can feel free to call me on my cell phone, and we can set up a time to where they can donate, drop off the hat, or I can come pick up the hats from them, too.
And do you have an estimate as to how many hats have been made so far?
I wasn't really good about keeping track of every single hat, but a guesstimation is we donated about 250, 260 a month. So the rough estimate is about 1,750 hats since we started, which was back in April this year.
And to think that's nearly 2,000 children served.
Yes, a lot of kids. Hopefully we put a lot of smiles on their faces.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Jeanette Wagner of Hats for Heroes. They help make surgical hats for children at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.